Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And you are listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're really glad to be with you. And Doug is a guy I brag about on our TV show. He's one of the panel of experts that we bring on over at the commonsenseshow.tv. And if you have not signed up, you should. It's pennies on the dollar. We're just asking to pay for bandwidth, and we're trying to get you ready for what's coming. And that's our TV show. Here is our radio show. And we're going to join Doug in just a minute. The topic is going to be derailment, and it's not just about railroads. So, stay tuned, and we'll be with Doug in just a second. But if you don't have your storable food now, do you need to pay? Let me just ask you this. Do you think this government has your interest in mind? Wait till you hear the report that we're going to give you on Ohio and the derailment in the federal government. Absolutely disgusting. You can't depend on them for anything except to betray you. So you better get your storable food. You better get it now. My Patriot Supply is as good as it gets. They have great pricing. They have great shipping. And they're one of the few that's not sold out to the government. So they want to help you. Restaurant quality food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And if you have the food, you better have the water, particularly when you have EMP potential devices flying over your country. You'll have to scavenge for water if that ever happened. And do you have the right kind of water filter? No? Well, then you need to look at the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. They're number one in the industry. We publish the research at waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. It's the best there is, and I recommend you get at least two because things get broken, things get stolen. So you really want to grab it, and it works. Look at the research, and you go, holy cow, I got to have this. So you have foodwithdave.com, you have waterwithdave.com, and one more thing. If we're going to suffer, we're suffering, right? Mike Lindell is making available to our audience 50 to 75% discounts on everything they sell. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And look at the savings that's there, and you're going to go, holy cow, thank you very much. And I mean, everything is on sale. Well, what's not for sale is my patriotism. And I can say the same for my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton. We do this show on the straight and narrow. We try not to sensationalize. We just tell you like it is from our perspective. We don't play games. We don't get embroiled in intramural disputes. We want you to have the truth because we're trying to wake America up so we can rise up in great numbers and have the potential to take our country back. And if you want evidence that this government is up to no good, that this government could care less whether you live or die, the Palestine, Ohio train derailment is living proof of that. Doug, I'm going to let you get started on this, my friend. You fire the first shot, so to speak, with regard to what's going on in Ohio.
Well, I'm still gathering a lot of information, so I don't have a definitive answer yet because I want to have all the information before I make my my full presentation. But they were carrying vinyl chloride, which is a Schedule 3 toxin. And if I'm correct, some of the things that they were carrying should not have been going through that town because of the level of toxicity. And I believe they had to blow one of the tanks because if not, it was going to blevy. And a blevy would have led to a gigantic explosion of even bigger proportion. The real big problem is now it's the fallout of everything. Okay, so the fallout from this gas, the release of this gas, we know for a fact that it is direct linkage to liver cancer and other forms of cancer. People, obviously, Dave, like you and I were talking about earlier, skin rashes, dogs are dead, cats are dead, the birds are dead, chickens are dead, cattle are dead, fish are dead in water. Well, within the Ohio River Valley, you got about 5 million people that are on the Ohio River Valley. And that river feeds all that. So, a generous portion of what people are getting as drinking water are now going to be tainted. And I don't know exactly what the cleanup process is going to be to try and get it all out of there, but my Lord, this is now definitely a disaster. And it hasn't been declared a disaster yet, I mean, FEMA's not moving on it yet. They haven't set up disaster recovery centers yet. Dave, people are going to have to move from that area and probably not come back for a while until the official cleanup can be done with. This was a big job. I guess this was a very big job. And, you know, they arrested, I think, at least two reporters the day that this happened. That could have been because there was a designated police line that was set up. Kind of the same way you would a nuclear blast. You'll have the cold zone and then the warm zone, and then the hot zone obviously is the site where it exploded at. So typically your EMS and everyone else who wants to show up along with the reporters, they'll be out there at the cold zone. So if they try to penetrate to get in closer for better footage, which I can understand wanting to get better footage with all the other craziness that's been going on, that's probably why they're arrested. I don't agree with them being arrested, but if they were arrested, it might have been being detained on site and then being moved away from that contaminated area. But hey, let me tell you something. As I'm watching this, there are quite a few cops walking around without the proper gear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that too. And the early responders, the same thing, Doug. I saw the same thing. The first responders were not adequately protected.
No, nah, man, this is going to be bad. It's going to be bad for everybody. It reminds me of 9/11. I actually know a guy who's been dying from a respiratory illness that he got when he got deployed to New York during 9/11. And, you know, there's a lot. These chemicals are bad. I mean, bad. It's as close to the chlorine that was used in World War One. I don't know. What else do you have on there? Because for me right now, this is what I'm looking at. It is definitely a disaster zone that's going to affect potentially 5 million people. That's kind of a big deal. Almost the entire Ohio River Valley is going to be affected with hazardous chemicals. That entire East Palestine area should just be completely stayed away from. The train derailments. Well, for starters, there's been 4 train derailments. Okay, here's one of the things that I keep thinking about. Why train derailments at this point in time when you get, if this is staged, okay, some people say it's staged, so I'm not going to say that, but if this one's staged, why are we having these train derailments? And a lot of them are spilling hazardous materials. Well, trains carry mainly hazardous materials, obviously. But you know what, one of the things that it made me kind of think of is that if you start to destroy train tracks in specific areas, and once again, I apologize if I'm going to bring this up.
Oh, okay, go ahead and finish. I got a thought on this. Go ahead.
If we got hit by an EMP and you have railroad tracks strategically destroyed throughout the country, not only can you not move troops like the large tanks, artillery units, upon the railroad tracks now, but you can't move the large transformers that are needed to bring back up areas. And there's multiple implications here. Food, your water, your medicine. It all comes from the trains first and then the 18-wheelers second. So, you know, commerce, produce, medication, military, It all gets affected by the trains.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What are you thinking?
You're right. If they can't, the thing about the location of this event, it's in the breadbasket, so to speak. 75,000 farms in the general region, and that's one thing. And that's what you made me think of here. The transport of food could be a problem. Listen, I did a podcast tonight. I said, not the balloons, not the UFOs, and not anything else, not even the train derailment. I have that as a number two issue. But they're selectively leaving out the derailment out of the mainstream media, and they're leaving out the release of the Epstein files, which we can get to a little later in the show. And I pointed that out, and this is all part of the distraction from number one, but they don't want to give it a lot of play They'd rather focus on making people think the ETs are invading the Earth. What you said, though, Doug, it pretty much matches my overview. I would probably add some detail because you just kind of gave a broad brush approach here in the intro. But I would say this. I know from looking at past events like this and having lived in Denver when they had one when I was a child, up at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal off of I-70, and it was about 10 miles as the crow flies from where we were living. And it was bad. And cancer clusters galore in the years that followed. And now you've got, these people have well water, so these contaminants will get into the well water, and in 10, 15, 20 years, they're going to be dying of liver cancer, leukemia. One lady said in an interview I saw on Fox, she said, our animals are dead and we're next. And there's no one from the federal government asking questions.
And whatever is produce that's out there that the animals are grazing upon have now been affected as well.
Well, the crops, you can't ship the crops out of the area safely now.
No. They're up to me, burn it all. You can't wash the stuff off. It's vinyl chloride is a colorless gas. It has a mild sweet odor. It's a manufactured substance. It doesn't occur naturally. Vinyl chloride is used to make polyvinyl chloride, which is PVC, like PVC pipes, plastic products that include the pipes, the wire, and cable coatings, and packaging materials. And here's the other thing is that when it's breathed in, vinyl chloride gets absorbed through the lungs into your bloodstream and is circulated throughout the body. So once it's in your body, your liver has to change it into several substances, i.e., this is where people can get the throat cancer, the lung cancer, and the liver cancer most especially. And most of these new substances also travel throughout your blood. So once they reach your kidneys, they leave your body in your urine, all right? So there's a lot of things that are going to happen within the processing of this of your body where the scare of cancer being prevalent now comes up. And most of vinyl chloride and the new substances that'll be gone through within a day after you breathe it in is kind of escaping your body. However, some of the new substances react in the liver. So depending on how much vinyl chloride you breathe in, you may actually produce a lot of damage within the liver as well. And it's an acid, which is not good. Obviously, you breathing in high concentrations of acid, it's not very good for you. But 10% of the U.S. population, okay, over 30 million people live in the Ohio River Basin. And if I'm correct, it's about 5 million people get their drinking water from it. And that's about how many people are also living right next to the river as it winds from west to east heading northward. So that's a lot of people to be affected. And when the cloud when the blevy, more or less, of the tank exploded, it was incredible. I know you've seen the pictures. Oh, yeah, I think most people have seen the pictures. It was seen as far as West Virginia, okay? And this is a toxic cloud that's carrying over and over and over. And, I mean, what isn't going on right now? We have World War III that's looming with Russia and China and Ukraine and Taiwan. You have the Epstein files that were supposed to come out, the Hunter Biden laptop scandal that the Republicans were supposed to start. We're about to lose our economy. We are losing more egg production and chicken production. So your food production is starting to get kind of scarce now. It's actually kind of scary. A lot of crime in every city in America, and it's skyrocketing. The politics is about to start up, so that means the riots are about to start up, obviously, Antifa. And then you have the UFOs and the balloons, whatever it is that the government wants to claim it is. And listen, people, I don't think they're aliens. The government wants you to think it's aliens.
Well, they just want to get you distracted with the hyperbole. I agree.
Yeah, I know. Doug is not on the it's aliens theme. The other night when you asked me, like, what do I think the balloons are? I just said what the government said, UFOs, because that's all they're going to tell you.
That's right.
You know, and now what are they parading out? Well, everything's a UFO. And they sent some general from NORTHCOM and NORAD, who is like literally the number two guy in charge. If Biden were to die for whatever reason, they could go, they could skip Kamala Harris. They could skip the Speaker of the House. And if we're in a war, by the way, if y'all don't know this, if we're in a war, like if Congress declares it's a war with Russia and then Biden dies, the commanding general of NORTHCOM and NORAD becomes the leader of the country automatically. Automatically. So there's a lot of like really weird, iffy things happening right here. And then, by the way, Pete Buttigieg completely ignores the horrific tragedy that's happening in Ohio, okay? And he blames it on white supremacy.
Yeah, I didn't hear America, he said that. I know he said there were too many white construction workers.
He blames it on white now.
And then he talks about racist roads. Mm-hmm. So he's blaming this toxic spill from this accident on white supremacy. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Right. Because let's just check all the boxes of not doing our jobs. Right. Let's check all the boxes of not doing our jobs while the middle of a actual chemical disaster is happening. Pete Buttigieg wants to talk about race and politics. This is why people don't trust the government. Rightfully so. Don't trust the government and don't know a good direction to turn. I'll tell you this, turn to Christ if you don't. You haven't done that one yet, but this is why me and Dave tell people, train, prep, and pray. And when we say prepare, we're talking about like a whole nother standard of preparing. Like your self-awareness and your situational awareness, that's on you every day to train and practice. But we're talking about like your food readiness, the ability to process your own water and clean your water. Okay, there's various different things that are out there. I use the Big Berkey series. There's various different water sources that are out there. It doesn't matter. Just have something that is of that type of industrial grade to clean your water. Look what's happening in Ohio right now. They can't go out and get food to eat because there's a chemical cloud raining down on everybody. If you had the ability to have your food in your house, process your own water that is questionable, would we say? Questionable right now, and then you can clean it yourself. You can now take care of your family. This is what we're talking about. You don't have to wait for the apocalypse to happen. Anything wrong can happen tomorrow. Be ready for it. And that's what me and Dave are always talking about. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, anything that can be thought of to enslave the American people is being done. And I think there's absolutely no question about it. I did a monologue pre-record for my show yesterday, and I covered Executive Order 13603, Enslavement, Total Control of Food, Obama, 2011. I covered the FM 39.4 FEMA camp organization to the detail, except where they'll do with the dead bodies that would inevitably occur in a large living facility. And then I covered the NDAA, which is snatch and grab off the streets. No one will ever hear from you again if that's what they desire. And I went through a few other things too. Here's the case I was building. This government is doing everything to its people except the roundups. And I would submit to you the chest pains before the heart attack are what's happening to pastors who are praying on the sidewalk in front of abortion centers, not harassing anybody, exercising First Amendment rights. They get their doors kicked in. They get guns pointed at their kids' heads. This has also happened to school board parents who are protesting the perversion being taught to their kids. Here's where I'm going with this, Doug. The only thing that's left are the roundups. Everything else is gone. There's been a cultural revolution, a moral revolution, a spiritual revolution, a coup d'etat with the government, a coup d'etat with the universities. They own every pressure point of power in America. And now the only thing that's left is to come for us. That's why I did the show I did. And this is just living proof that they're like, okay, the derailment, it's covering up two bigger stories. Okay, the derailment, I think the derailment may be number two. The balloons, I don't know how real this is, Doug. I don't know if it's contrived, if it's Project Bluebeam. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, when you let a device allegedly from a foreign country fly over your country, you're saying EMPs drop biological and chemicals from the sky, infect our people. We don't care what you do. We're just going to let you do it because you're China and you own us. And if we're going to do that with China, and our universities have done it with China, our government's doing it with China, Biden is owned by China. Here's the last thing I'll say on this, Doug. Then what does China do to its people? It genocides the undesirables. That's why I did the piece I did on the radio yesterday.
Well, I believe it was General Milley, the admirable, patriotic General Milley.
Don't say that when I'm drinking something, please. It almost came through my nose.
Well, he said that the first missile that they launched at the object, why can't you just say it's a balloon, man? So the first missile that they launched at the object actually missed. Did you hear about
yes.
this? They missed.
Yeah, I talked about that. Okay. Do you want to talk about the implications of that? Because I think that's big.
Well, for one thing, you don't project weakness to your enemies. And if they're sending over something that our missiles aren't locking onto, that's not a good sign, right? And there's various different things we could have done to knock this balloon out of the sky. And there's a lot of people out there who know that. But that's like tactical intelligence that you did not need to tell the press. Unless that missile just so happened to land on like a fishing barge, then yeah, maybe we need to explain that. But you know, the fact of these balloons, I'm almost tired of talking about it. NORAD was penetrated, or it was allowed to happen. There's some other possible scenarios in there that we could get to eventually, but I think we need to move on beyond this topic because they want you to stay on this topic so you don't see the other things that are happening. It's a distraction.
Exactly.
It is. It's a flashbang in the sky. It's just a distraction device. You know, there was an Air Force general who was out in Europe who said, I'm not losing sleep over the balloons in the skies. So I'm going to go with what that guy says. I'm not losing sleep over this. What I will lose sleep over is the fact that we have such a corrupt, illegitimate government. We have such a incompetent government of leadership in our government that they allowed this to happen. And if they allowed that to happen, man, they'll probably allow other things to happen. Right. You know, moving forward with the trains, you had not just the derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. You had one in South Carolina. And then you had one in Splendora, Texas, which is near Houston. And then out there close to your hometown in Arizona, you had another truck that spilt over on the side of the road and spilt nitric acid everywhere. I mean, what in the hell is going on? Why all of a sudden are we having these disasters all across the country right now? Unless these are all distractions. I don't want to say, because it's so conspiratorial to say everything is a distraction. Mistakes happen, and sometimes these things travel in threes. But I think, obviously, what's happening right now are parts of the birth pains that the Master Jesus Christ talked about, that we will have earthquakes in diverse places. We will have the wars and rumors of wars, ethnos versus ethnos, kingdom versus kingdom. You're going to have all this madness happening. These are the birth pains. That's what I think is happening, which is strange. I'll say why, because it seems like the closer we get to 2024, the worse things are getting. And it seems like, I don't know, this is maybe just conspiratorial, but it seems like everything is being done for the presidential elections in 2024 not to go down properly.
Well, they're preserving images here, reputations. They'll do anything before they have to release the names of the people on Epstein Island. To me, that's a bigger deal than the Hunter Biden. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. When your president commits treason multiple times and he's compromised national security, that's a big deal. But also,
by the way, we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Ignore that little fact.
Yeah. Well, we all, Doug, you and I covered that. We said Russia, all Russia had to do was shut off the oil. They didn't have to blow up anything. It didn't make any, the whole story never made sense.
You know what's even worse is that we are going to ruin our relationship with our allies in Europe, and we're going to force, most likely force, France and Germany towards Russia. And I want to say something and then just and be done with it, but Steve Quill actually said this to me probably almost close to 10 years ago, that an event will happen that will force Russia to make, or excuse me, Germany and France to make an alliance with Russia and turn against America. When you blow up Nord Stream pipeline, which France and Germany, more especially Germany, paid billions and billions of dollars to get this up so that they could have cheaper gas that would be more readily available, and then they can even sell off what they don't use to make more money for themselves. And then you find out Norway's like, hey, we got a lot of natural gas that we could sell Europe, so we'll be invited into this little sabotage mission. And America led it. America led the entire thing. We're leading the entire thing in Ukraine. It's like America is trying to force NATO into the conflict. Once again, there's been no de-escalation.
Well, that brings up a good point, paralleling in Israel, where former Prime Minister Bennett came out, and I'm sure you saw this. He said, I had brokered a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia with the promise that Putin would not kill Zelensky. And yet it was Biden that destroyed the deal.
That's right.
I reported that I had a story from inside the Pentagon, and I'm not going to say any more than that for obvious reasons, but I had reported this, and I said it on YouTube. I said, there's been a ceasefire that was attempted to be brokered. This was about a year ago. And I said, Biden told Zelensky that if you do this, we'll cut off all supply to your country. He wants the war. He's fulfilling a mission.
I still say in a lot of ways that whatever is going on is because China is wanting it to go on. I firmly believe so, because even though Russia and China have kind of like joined together, even economically, militarily, when Klaus Schwab comes out and says that China is the ideal government of the world, the ideal country of the world, what 90% of their people are impoverished, and then you have actual real concentration camps that are going on between the Christians and the Uyghur Muslim population that's out there. And then you have the Nazi Klaus Schwab and his Nazi buddies from WEF says, oh yeah, we want everyone to be like China. And now all this other stuff is happening on the back end. It sounds like there is a chess move that's being made. Obviously, I think we can all see that. What is next to come, though? What do you think the next shoe to drop would be?
I think that this distractions will have to cease, and I think they need a major military-type false flag to justify pursuing either Project Bluebeam, which I think is least likely now, or going straight to World War III. That's my guess. I don't think any more of these incidences will play out, although it is interesting. Isn't it funny how we have one balloon, we have many, and then we have one train derailment. We had two yesterday in addition to the one in Ohio. Now you got the toxic spill near Tucson on I-10. Isn't it funny how all these things happen in clusters?
Yeah. And I'm not a coincidence theorist. You know, I don't believe these things all the time happen naturally. It seems like there's a hand that's guiding things right now. And, you know, one thing that you people need to understand is that there is an effort to sow discontent and the beginnings of starting panic. That's what I'm tracking, is that there is the beginnings of panic that the government is going to first come out with and trying to force the people to kind of panic. And then, I don't know, judge how the American people respond and then go to the next event. once again, events driven by narratives, right? I just don't know what the next thing to happen is. None of it's good for
make
us.
Make your best guess. You're sitting at the planning table. What do you need to do to cover up your intentions?
Well, what am I covering up? You know, am I covering up the Epstein Island thing?
Yes.
I think that's a big one, right? Because almost all the politicians are implicated on that one. The other thing would be Nord Stream pipeline, right? And the Gang of Eight, by the way, which, you know, there's Republicans and Democrats on the Gang of Eight who decided to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline along with the CIA, along with the DOD. I can't tell you any good reason to go to war. Unless we're attacked, I can't tell you a good reason to go to war. Economics is not a good reason to send young men into war to die.
It happens all the time, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the driving effort of everything over the last 30 years. So why are we surprised it's happening again? You know, it took a lot of effort to set up us invading Iraq and Afghanistan. It took a lot of effort to set that up. I believe 9/11 was an inside job. I think a lot of people now see the merit whenever we say 9/11 was an inside job. Once again, this is sowing panic and distrust amongst the American people and its government. I still say, let's look at what the WEF said. The WEF said that we're going to have critical financial crisis this year, and that is probably going to be worldwide. Well, I think that'll probably be one of the next things that happens.
I think you're probably right. But I don't think that's the cover-up mechanism. I think they're looking to do a lot more than that. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the financial cataclysm. I think a war is worthy of the distraction. What do you think?
I would never rule it out. I would never rule it out. You know, no one can give you a good reason as to why we're in Ukraine. What, to help defend NATO? What is that helping us? We pay for everything for NATO, so we might as well be there ourselves doing it all ourselves. You know, I personally, just from me reading the theater, I don't think Russia would move into Ukraine and then go on to Poland. I think Russia would probably move into Ukraine and then, you know, take as long as they need to rebuild Ukraine, just to keep that buffer zone. Because they know if they continue to push, it will be war, right? I mean, that's stupid. And I don't think Vladimir Putin's a stupid man. They have baited this man every way that they can. And now the Ukrainians are using what appears to be chemical and nerve agents. I mean, come on, guys. That's against the Geneva Conventions, right? And we're doing it. And we're funding it. Where are the Ukrainians getting all this stuff from? And why aren't we condemning it? We're walking ourselves into a war.
Well, that's it's on purpose, though. I mean, okay. Let's not go spiritual right away here. But let's just talk about... Okay, the objective of these people, you've seen the depopulation quotes from the globalists. Ted Turner, most notable, Prince Charles, most notable. We need to reduce the population of the earth by 90%. Okay, I mean, that says it all. You kill 5-6 billion people in a nuclear war, you've accomplished your goal. You just got to make sure you have a place to hide your head. So that's my take on this, Doug. I think that this is all about depopulation, and they may not get the nuclear war done, so they're doing fast kill, nuclear war, slow kill, derailments, all the other toxic stuff they do to us, but they put in our food. I could go on and on and on with this, but everything comes back to depopulation, and if they're not able to meet their goals in the interim. In other words, they have a goal, but there's a resistance force. Then that's why I did the monologue piece on my radio show for 13603, the NDAA, and so forth. That's what's next is roundups if they have people getting in the way.
Well, I want to read to you an article that's on InfoWars. And this is just another piece of this very, very large puzzle. Did you happen to hear what one of the senators from Romania said?
No, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll love to hear your comment at this. There's a Romanian member of parliament that leveled an extraordinary accusation against the West. And she claimed that the West deliberately triggered the massive earthquake in Turkey as a warning not to stray away from the globalist agenda. There's a whole speech that she did on this. And here's part of the quote. For 3 years, we have been experiencing a real campaign of mass killing worldwide, either through alleged pandemics and the imminent need to inject untested vaccines that kill people. And that, HARP, she claims that HARP technology was used to cause the Turkey earthquake as a warning to go with the flow and follow deep state orders. With what's happened over the last 2 years, anything else is possible. She goes on to say that, U.S. geological weapons caused a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria that killed now up to 40,000 people. 40,000 people, man. She said, or through wars that reduce the world's population but rearranges international politics, realigns power poles, and alters borders. We have lived to witness the production of earthquakes on command, which is actually an attack on Turkey by the greatest of the world, who totally disliked being set up by Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey. She goes on to say, but no one thought that people would have to die, so many people, and in such a terrible way, and it's just a warning because it wasn't the most populated area of Turkey. This is the last part she says. It is very clear that President Erdogan was punished for his courage, dignity, and honor, for his closeness to the Russian Federation. In fact, a position of neutrality and mediation for peace. In addition, it is desired to divert people's attention from Ukraine, where representatives of many countries have already began to shout against the despotism and orders given by President Zelensky, as if he is ruling the world and someone is obliged to send weapons and participate in his war, and a war he sacrificed his own people and destroyed his entire country. A member of the Romanian parliament said this live on TV.
This plane will crash soon. I'll say this. Repeat the part, though, before I comment about what he said about Putin at the end there. What was that?
Oh, this was a she, by the way.
Yeah.
The part about Erdogan.
Yeah, the last thing you said about Putin, because you skipped out just a little bit and I couldn't make it out.
Okay. She said that it is very clear that President Erdogan was punished for his courage, dignity, and honor, for his closeness to the Russian Federation. In fact, a position of neutrality and mediation for peace. In addition, it is desired to divert people's attention from Ukraine, where representatives of many countries have already began to shout out against the despotism and orders given by President Zelensky, as if he is ruling the world and someone is obliged to send weapons and participate in his war, in a war where he sacrificed his own people and destroyed his entire country. And there's a full speech transcript here that's on InfoWars. And it's incredible that we have members of other governments, Dave, who say that America, and remember, whenever this thing first originally happened in Turkey and Syria, me and you both got kind of heads up from people that this was HARP. Remember that? Now a member of the Romanian Senate is saying that it was HARP. What does she know that the rest of the world doesn't?
She was probably designated to put that out as well, because Romania has a political end here that we don't know about. I mean, I'm sure she didn't speak on this off the cuff. I'm sure she had direction from someone inside your government. I'll say this, okay? This is where I'm coming from. You know that I have a source very,
very close to Air Force under the weather at one time. I'm not going to say anything more than that. And Air Force under the weather was using HAARP to move the jet stream to do weather wars. There are weather war treaties between nations now. It was public at one time. China offered Malaysia for a price to bring a cyclone to help their drought. We know that some people inside the Air Force were reassigned because they disagreed with using earthquake weapons, same technology, HAARP, bouncing off the ionosphere, basically electrifying the fault lines to get them to move, and the rest just takes its course. Nick Begich, way before anybody else, 1997, wrote a book called Angels Don't Play That HAARP, HAARP, and he published the patents that demonstrated the technology. Later, I was given a copy of Air Force Owning the Weather before it became public, and I had some of those same patents and a few new ones that were a little more current. So if people don't think that this government, probably at the black ops level, can't induce earthquakes on command at a specific geographic location and commit weather wars as well, which I think is happening across the United States with our extreme weather, particularly the droughts that are affecting our water reservoirs. I think that's all intentional. But if people don't think that that is possible, you're not paying attention to the scientific data now that is out there. In fact, it was Jesse Ventura, and Jesse had a really good show. He really did. He went to HAARP. He exposed this in 2010. Now, he's 13 years after Nick Begich, but he was the first one on mainstream TV to expose. This is why they had to get his butt off the air. He was hitting too many home runs, FEMA camps, HAARP. So, Doug, here's the bottom line. This person from Romania is absolutely accurate. Turkey is being punished for stepping outside the NATO plan and giving aid and comfort. And I'm going to give you another thing. I want to go to another side of the fence on this in the time we have left. And it has to do with Vladimir Putin himself. I'm not willing to say he's had a Christian transformation, but I don't know if you're aware of this or not. He actually sanctioned a statue of Solzhenitsyn, have a statue of him near Red Square, fantastic tribute to him. He has promoted religiosity in his country, the Christian religion. He has actively done things to attempt to help. Yeah, I know. Listen, I hear you out there in the audience. He's murdered journalists. He's murdered political opponents. I agree. Started a terrible war. I agree with all that. But he used to, and this is my feeling on this, he was trained by Klaus Schwab in the Young Global Leaders Program. So people who trust Tulsi Gabbard, she was one of those students. Just keep that in mind when you listen to her on Fox. But he, I think, walked away from this saying, I don't want digital. I don't want this crap. And I think he rebelled. And this is why I think since a time immemorial, going back to Biden in 2012, 2014, they tried to use Syria to start a war with Russia. And then, of course, the Russian collusion delusion, more Russia interference. It's all about Russia, because they're acting at the behest of the Bank of International Settlements and the World Economic Forum, because Putin, with a major superpower, stepped outside the grid and said, I'm not going along with you on this crap. So they've targeted him for destruction. That's where I think we're at. And this is, we might have to reassess our opinion of Putin.
Well, I'd like to read the ending of this transcript. Okay. All right, now, don't forget, America has been trying to get into a war with Russia since, what, the 60s?
I would say since Obama. I think there was a lot of move to try to avoid the war. But I do agree, there's always been a faction going back to Kennedy with General Curtis LeMay that wanted a war. He wanted to attack Cuba. Remember? Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yep, and Operation Mongoose and Northwoods. Exactly. So this is what this lady says. This is the last part of her transcript. Cause of these demented and psychopathic people who cause wars and cataclysms using unconventional weapons, we humans are just numbers that they can get rid of. It is imperative that all the nations, the peoples of the world, rise up together, wake up from daily comfort and carelessness, and just like in 1848, we'll begin the struggle for liberation from the yoke of psychopaths, of demented people who steal our happiness and the beautiful world that we live in. That's why I urge all of you who still want to live in a world of God and not of Satan, I urge you to rise up to fight, to a world revolt to free us all and destroy these enemies, because in this moment we are in legitimate defense. Take the claws off of Turkey. And it's all capital on this part, so I guess she was being extra loud. Take the claws off of Turkey. Take the claws off of Romania. Take the claws off of God's people. Warning to the psychopaths of the world. If you need people to die, we need you to perish too. It's all or nothing. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Talion's law.
I don't disagree with anything she said. Self-defense is biblical.
It just reminds me of like Ezekiel 38. There seems to always be this attempt to put the hooks back into the jaws of Russia to pull them back into a war with us. Now, I don't know if America is the ones that do that or not. Obviously, God is the one who puts the hooks into the jaw of Russia. But we're picking a fight with an enemy that is willing to go toe-to-toe with us, and America's not willing at this rate to go toe-to-toe in an all-out war with Russia and China and now Romania, even though they say that they want to be neutral, Romania won't be. I don't see us winning this one, man. I really don't. This won't be like OIF, Operation Enduring Freedom, or Operation Iraqi Freedom. You know, this will be a war much like World War I or World War II that will be probably very fast, horrible, horrific. Tens of millions of people will probably die from this next war, and the entire world will be involved in it.
I would agree. I totally agree with what you're saying. It's disturbing. I mean, we very well could be New Babylon. In other words, we're not around for the end game. When Jesus has to come rescue the earth, he is not rescuing America because we're already gone. And the Deagle Report really gives us some data for that, where 90% of the population's gone, same with the UK. Our GDP is next to nothing. Our military, our military stature is next to nothing. It's all in the Deagle Report, people. And the Deagle Report was produced by think tank groups associated with the CIA. So this was the plan all the way through. And the projection date was 2025, wasn't it, Doug?
Yeah, 2025. And North Korea was going to have like 70,000 people left or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
We were all going to be decimated. Mainly America was going to be completely
China and Russia off. Do not experience a similar loss in population. I wrote about that. You're going to make me go back into my files because they've scrubbed the Deagle Report from the internet. I may have to publish that again.
Oh, man.
I'm right there with you. We're at the end game for America. We truly are. A lot of people I talk to feel the game is over for America. Individual salvation is good, but there comes a time when God turns his back permanently on a nation, and that may have already happened. I can't say that for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. So people need to get right with the Lord individually.
Absolutely.
Well, you asked me what shoe's going to drop next. You know, we're sitting here with bated breath, and I could not agree with you more on this. We are definitely looking at, how do I say this? I don't think the next thing is going to be a distraction event. I think it's going to be the beginning for a setup for the kill shot, whatever the kill shot would be. Bill Gates, let me tell you, he's posturing, and he's a guy worth watching. He's done two things in the last month that got my attention. One, he's projecting another pandemic, just like he did COVID. Okay, so pay attention because he has a track record on this. But he came out yesterday and said, well, we're going to have to use AI to clean up misinformation. So before they launch that, I think we're going to see a censorship like we've never seen. And I see evidence of it with Gigi Sohn. I'm not sure if she has been confirmed yet by the Senate to head the FCC. But
she should not be.
Well, but I don't know if she has been. I think it's still on hold. But if she becomes the head of the FCC, she's the third in a five-panel vote. And she is a flaming pervert, a flaming nutcase. I mean, she espouses extreme censorship with huge penalties. Our show will be gone with Gigi Sohn in there. You say, what about the First Amendment? Yeah, how's that working for people that go to school board meetings? There will be no First Amendment, folks. And see, they're trying to appoint people like this. And you notice, too, this is so funny. These confirmation hearings, I think it was Rand Paul that asked one of the judges, just a total liberal idiot, can you tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution is? Okay, well, how about Article 1? And she couldn't answer the question. She wants to be a federal judge. I mean, this is why, have you seen the airline industry is in chaos? Because of woke policies, they're hiring people out of high school, they just want the money, and they don't have the background, and we've had jets almost running into each other near mid-air collisions, all kinds of problems. People are just screwing up left and right, being sent back to training. United and Southwest Airlines are not safe. They are not safe. Listen to me, folks. And that came right out of Tucker Carlson's mouth, and I totally agree with his evidence. So you've got that going on. I mean, it's just like, what part of America aren't these incompetents screwing up? We want to appoint someone because they're a trans, or because they're gay, or because they're some form of LGBTQ and the other letters here, I don't remember. But that's how we're making appointments now. Competence has nothing to do with it. Has there been a bigger boob than Pete Buttigieg? I mean, why isn't he in Ohio overseeing what was going on? Why isn't he shaking hands with the residents, assuring them that he's going to protect them? We're going to bring the full resources of the U.S. government to make sure these people are safe and their properties are compensated for if they have to move. I mean, this is a mini Chernobyl that's going on in Ohio, and these incompetent idiots are missing in action.
Well, I'm just reading about what the senators were saying to Gigi Sohn. The stuff that she said about Trump being an old white guy and we need to get rid of these old white guys in politics.
That's bigoted. That's like, prejudice.
Yeah, like, lady, you're white. What are you talking about, idiot? And Ted Cruz said it best. She has shown herself to be a partisan associated with the most radical views of the far left. But this has been the Biden's administration from the get-go.
Yeah.
They have applied every single person that is as far left as can be to a head of a government agency. Where do you think they want to take us? They want to take us to complete China. You know, and you're right, though. If Gigi Sohn gets sworn in, buddy, I might as well go apply for Tractor Supply and just, you know, have fun stacking boxes for a living. Because we won't have a job. Tucker Carlson won't be on there anymore. You know, this is the control, the absolute control from the left. And I can't remember, I think it was Senator Cantwell. She said that these personal attacks are a distraction on Ms. Sohn, who has a history of putting the public first. Putting the public first.
The perverted public first, yes. I mean,
these are the people who use their lapdogs, Antifa, to attack journalists, to attack law enforcement, to harass entire populations of people who supported the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020. You know, these are the people in charge now. It can only get worse while they're in charge. I don't think the Republicans are going to make a dent in any of it.
These hearings are for show only. It's all bark. And no bite. That's a fact. Doug, we got just a little under a minute left. Tell people how they can follow your individual work, which is quite good.
Well, the American Vindictus Show is on gsradio.net from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we have AmericanVindictusShow.com, where you can see all the other different places where the podcast is on. But it's on Rumble, and it's also on YouTube. And please check out the show, like and subscribe, and leave comments. And TheCommonSenseShow.tv is where you'll see the Doug and Dave Intel Report and all of Dave's other really great reports that are out there, with a whole litany of really great guests that are out there. And make sure that you support TheCommonSenseShow.com, because this is how we can stay out here and telling you the truth that the mainstream media won't tell you. Please support us.
That's absolutely correct. And Doug has set me up on a great interview with a guy that I do know, Brent Height. We're going to be talking about CERN over on the TV show. And that's why I encourage you to go over there and sign up for the commonsenseshow.tv. There's a lot there. Doug, we're out of time, my friend. We got to scoot. On behalf of Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. You've been listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show. And pray, prep, and what's the other one, Doug?
Train, prep, and pray.
There you go.
And stay frosty.
Okay, we'll see you back here next time, everybody.